Welcome to Daily Plunge. We're in the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verses 1 through 26. A new king comes to the throne of Persia. His name is Artaxerxes. And in the seventh year, he sends Ezra to Jerusalem. Now, who is Ezra? Ezra is a son of a son of a son of a son, all the way back to Aaron, the first priest, Moses' brother. And so when Ezra shows up in Jerusalem, he's got street cred, right? He's got credibility because he is part of the priestly line of descendants all the way back to Aaron. But more than that, we are told that he is an expert in the Word of God. In fact, it says that he is a teacher well-versed in the, now your translation may say the law of Moses, but the actual Hebrew word is Torah, of Moses. And what is Torah? Well, it's the first five books of the Bible from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And we know that Torah is narrative, and it's poetry, and it's songs, and it is, yes, there's legal code there, but more than anything, it's covenant. It's the promises of God. And so he is a teacher, we Lutherans love this, of both the law and the gospel, the good news, the promises of God. And the one thing that really stands out in this chapter is that the hand of God is upon Ezra. And why? Because he's faithful. And because he's faithful, God is going to work through him, right? The hand of God is upon him. It says it three times. Now, he doesn't just come by himself. He comes with a whole ministry team. And you read that in verse 7, priests, Levites, musicians, temple servants, etc. And why is this important? Because ministry cannot be done by just one person. Not in the temple, not in your congregation, right? It takes a team of people to be working together. And so Ezra travels to Jerusalem. It takes a few months. And he gets there because the gracious hand of God is upon him. And so Ezra, who devotes himself to the study of God's word, but also living it out, the observance of it, and he has a letter from the king. And the letter says that he wants the people of Jerusalem to restore their worship, to get the temple up and running again. And he says, I'm going to provide what you need, the finances, I'm going to give you sacrifices so that your faith can grow once again in Jerusalem and in Judah. And then the letter also says, to you leaders over in the Trans-Euphrates, you know, which is sort of this whole region, and who keep giving the Jewish people a hard time because they don't want to see them up and running again, he says, you guys, make sure that any money they need is given to them out of the taxes you raise. And by the way, also, I want you to give them some other supplies. And so the king really, it's the last thing they wanted to hear, but the king is determined to restore the Jewish faith. And why? This is a policy of the government to have religion working. And in fact, he makes it tax exempt in order to encourage the work of the Jewish faith. And the thing to understand, and he says, why should our empire suffer the wrath of God? Because this faith is not being honored. And the thing to understand is that religion, our faith, does create social cohesion. It creates unity. And it gives peace because people are living under the word of God, not living in chaos. And a great example of this is what Alex de Tocqueville said in his book, Democracy in America, about how faith was part of the foundation of this country. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlutheran.com. LT.org. May the Lord bless you this day.